This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's rising up with the fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's newest breakfast team. You're listening to Rise Up with Ginny and Adam.
Now, I'm really excited, and you're really excited too, because one of your favourite comedians, one of my favourite comedians, is on the phone right now. He starred in, you may remember him from the Doug Anthony All-Stars, alongside with Paul McDermott, who was on Good News Week. He's also carrying toothbrushes, Ginny?
He is. I remember watching him when I was 9 years old in my living room. He had a show called Don't Forget Your Toothbrush, and I sat there on my couch with my toothbrush going, I got it, Tim. I got it. What do I do with it? Hopefully he can shed some light.
And he's out with a new book, Carry a Big Stick. Please give a huge, if you're driving, pull over to the road, because you need to go wild for this guy. Give it up for the awesome Tim Ferguson.
Give it all up. Everything. Give everything up and go bush.
Well, it seems to be the theme, maybe. Tim. At the moment, because you gave it all up in your book, and I've heard from people who've read it here at the station that it's quite a bit of a tearjerker.
Is it?
Well,
it's ruthlessly, it ruthlessly brings out the crying mask. It can't be laughing mask all the way, otherwise it's you've got to bring out the crying mask so people say, oh, it's bittersweet. And then you know that you're telling an actual story instead of just going,
But that's the good thing. It is your actual story. It starts off with you as a young lad. It goes through your busking days in Canberra all the way to, making it big in the spotlight, to having to come to grips and deal with multiple sclerosis. I mean, I can't even imagine. It must have been a wild journey.
Like anybody else, it was a very exciting kind of journey, and it has its ups and its downs. Strangely enough, the downs for me are usually just when things go quiet, as opposed to other people have downs where they actually feel down. I just don't like experiencing boredom. That just drives me nuts.
Well, I've got to say, Tim, obviously the persona that you had on TV and what a lot of us saw was, the funny, comedic side of you. Was it difficult to open up to the other sides of your life?
Oh, yeah. I spent an entire lifetime chucking rocks at politicians, chucking rocks at rock bands, just chucking rocks at society in general with its small-minded, discriminatory ways of going about things. And all of a sudden I had to, chuck rocks at myself. And, all I could say to myself was, not the faith!
Oh, so you were the guy who stole Julia Gillard's shoe. That was you.
That was, it would have been high-heeled if it was me. Just for a bit of fashion. There's no reason why protest can't look good. That's what I'm always saying to protesters. It's like that was what you chose to wear. You're going to be on television being punched by a police officer and you wore loafers?
Absolutely. Well, you need to have a good fashion sense, especially if you're going to appear on camera being dragged away by a couple of burly policemen. You don't want to be remembered for wearing those awful, $5 shoes. You want to be wearing, Milano Blahniks if you're a woman, or, steel cap boots if you're a man.
Julia Gillard bought out her footies that day.
And how are you ever going to pick up that policeman? That's in these shoes? I don't think so. Cops have fashion sense too. That's why they always dress the same. They know what to wear.
Yeah, that's true. Isn't that sad? Wouldn't it be nice to have a couple of policemen come out saying, I'm wearing this today, coming out with this stunning, put the Sex and the City music in the background, the slow motion walking wind through the hair.
Well, they could give them options, a police scarf. Would that kill them?
Well, Tim, I've got to give you a big congratulations because I heard that you got married recently. How's married life treating you?
Oh, fantastic. I married this wonderful Canadian.
Oh.
I talk about her in the book just because I just got so carried away. And I said to the publisher, can I?
Aww.
And they said, of course, this is tabloid authorism. You have to. And she's, she works in the movies, so she's dealing with little problems like the Hunger Games at the moment, that sort of stuff, which means she's not allowed to eat, but also, they've got a movie coming out. It's, frightfully glamorous. We think our lives are glamorous, but know my beautiful wife, Stephanie Mills. She's just nonstop glamour. It's like, who's that on the phone? Be quiet. It's Brangelina. Both of them.
At the same time, it's amazing what you can do with conference calls and Skype these days, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, and you can hear the kids screaming in the background, I want my own Beverly Hills.
Aww.
No, that's so lovely.
Now, Tim,
I can't include that in the book, though. I can't talk about Brangelina.
Of course, we don't want to get on their bad side, especially when, you know, they've got a classroom of kids and, you know, imagine all the Christmas presents you get, one from each of them as they get older.
Oh, well, that's true, yeah. There'll be more Star Wars toys than I'll know what to do with if they give me the right toys.
Can I just say, is that why George Lucas is making more Star Wars films? Has Brangelina put in a bid saying, look, we have all these kids now and they're just going to need it?
I wouldn't be surprised. You know, once those toys get into your system, you just want more. And those little brats, I tell you, they'd be, you know, hands up. They'd be the first ones to say, I want to get a lightsaber. And they'd throw it back saying, I want one that works. You know, they're pretty high-octane kids.
Now, the reason for the Star Wars references are, I read in the book that you got married on Star Wars Day.
Oh, yeah, it was just great. Star Wars Day is, of course, May the 4th. Think about it, May the 4th be with you. And there's something about the Sith, May the Sith, something. I don't know, there's another joke to be had there, but I don't know what it is.
And were you dressed up in a Jedi Knight outfit, and did your lovely wife have the Leia bakery rolls going?
I thought, I will, because, you know, I haven't got the costume, but then I thought, no, what I'll do is I will just use something a couple of people sent me from the States, which is a little Empire symbol tie clip. So I was there representing the Empire, which always gets a bad run. You know, the Empire always gets run down, but who were the monarchists in Star Wars? Well, it sure as hell wasn't the Empire.
Absolutely, absolutely. We need to get together for a cup of coffee. I sense the Force is strong with you, Master. Now, look, your book is Carry a Big Stick. It is available at all good bookstores. Is it also available online as an e-book?
It's an e-book, it's an o-book, any letter you want, and it's available in bad bookstores too, so you can grab it everywhere. It's even at Kmart, I think. You know,
oh,
wherever you go, my face will be staring back at you with a big stick.
Carry a Big Stick is the name of the book. It's a funny, fearless life of friendship, laughter, and MS by the awesome Tim Ferguson. I love the reviews on the back. None of this is true. Tim wasn't even there. That's by one of your former bandmates, Richard Fiddler, and from Paul saying, in No Man Alive is the line between idiot and savant so indistinct. Love it. Can't wait to see everyone walking around Melbourne with this book. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Tim. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Oh, man, Joy FM rocks.
We'll have to get you in. Next time you're in Melbourne, you'll have to come in and party with Ginny and I.
Oh, it'll be great. Thanks so much, Denny. Thanks, Adam. And thank you, Melbourne.
Thanks, Tim, very much. That was Tim Ferguson there. Don't forget to check out his book, Carry a Big Stick.
Melbourne's airwaves are changing and you're invited for the ride. Rise Up with Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.